Are you single?
Yes, I'm single.
Why?
I'm an intelligent person.
What kind of shit is that?
Oh my, you definitely have to explain that one. How does that
relate? I'm single. You want to know why I'm single?
Yeah, why are you single?
I think it's hard to find a partner when I have such a concrete perception of how I want to live my life. And it's hard to find a person to collaborate with me to help that manifest.
The fuck is he talking about?
Let me translate that. I'm unbearable, unlikable, masculine, etc., 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 etc. I don't know how to get along with men. I probably talk to men crazy. Look, I can go on and on. She can't keep a man to save her fucking life. The dumb chickenese translation to that. That 1983 outfit is really ticking me off. And that bad weave, it's really ticking me off. But I'm going to try to make it through this.
So you kind of want a man to fit into your program, in a nutshell.
That's why it's really hard?
Oh, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, no, we're gonna get back to that.
Yeah, we don't want to fit
maybe.
And your status.
I mean, I got to see something better, though. Like, maybe I could switch the program, but I have to see something better. And the majority of the time, the average man doesn't show me better than what I can do for myself.
It's because you don't qualify for the man who could show you better. The men you attract are never going to show you better. Men who could show you 10 times better than what you're doing for yourself would never pick you. They wouldn't have a conversation with you. They would actually pay more in taxes to not have to go to the same grocery store as you.
He ain't lying.
How many first dates do you
go? I don't date.
You don't date?
Yeah, not right now.
Cobwebs.
Okay.
It's not cobwebs, but I don't. Yeah.
You don't.
I was in a relationship for a long time.
What's a long time?
9 years.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ooh, how smart was that guy?
Off and on.
Off and on. Okay, that sounds tumultuous.
Yeah, it was tumultuous.
What happened?
I took a lot of accountability.
We'll see.
We just didn't work out. He was younger than me, too. I will give him grace for that. 6 years younger than me.
He was 6 years younger than you?
God, you're sick.
Man, well, how old was he at the time?
He was like 24 at the time.
He was 24.
And I was late 20s.
I'm no mathematician, but I'm pretty sure if a guy is 24, it's impossible for you to be in your late 20s and be 6 years older. Hey, but maybe my math is off. Maybe I'm slow. Maybe it's the weave on their head that hinders them helpless when it comes to telling the truth.
He had better qualities as a younger person than I saw in my peers at the time. Yeah, by the time he got to a point that I felt like he should have been at, he wasn't there. Like, he didn't meet that mark.
Okay.
And I realized it wasn't about his age. This is just the type of person he is.
Right. That happens. Yeah. Some people are just not ambitious.
And... yeah. And it took me a really long time to figure that out.
Were you trying to build
a lot
there?
Of time. I wasn't. No, I wasn't trying to build because he was already at a point. He was already at a point.
What does that mean?
He fit where he was accomplished to be a young person, but then he hit a cap. And just didn't do anything after that.
Can't get it all, baby. God, man. That's the problem. Y'all want it all.
That's not all.
That is.
Chocolate sisters make you feel like you have to forever be making tens of thousands more every year for them to stay with you. And that's why a lot of brothers not dating chocolate sisters no more. They just staying single or dating out. Because a man shouldn't feel like he have to just keep making 30,000 more every year for the rest of his life. That's ridiculous.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
So you're asking for a man that's making pretty much double the average salary?
Yeah.
Make it the fuck out of here, nigga!
Okay, good enough. Are there any superficial things that you like?
Superficial things that, no, I mean...
So you would date a guy 5'5"? Really,
if he's 5'5" and he's a gangster, yeah, I would date him.
What does that mean? Gangster? What is,
like, he is who he says he is. He is a proud person. He has integrity. He is loyal. People respect him. I would date somebody who's 5'5".
I mean, outside of the money, which is, I find to be wildly unreasonable. No, really.
Like, black men are earning.
There are some men that are making that, right? But that's exceptional.
There's black men that are earning.
Right.
Yeah. What percentage of black men are earning?
That's probably, I would say that's definitely top 20%. Lower than that. At least like top 15. At least top 15%.
People are engineers. Black.
No, we get it. We get it.
I
understand all that.
My daughter's in school right now in pre-med for medical, so she's going to go into that. It's not unfathomable to me.
I mean, yeah, they exist. We're not saying those men don't exist. We're just saying they can get a higher quality of woman. Your weave ain't even fixed right enough for them to have anything to do with you. You know what? I ain't trying to roast. Let's just continue.
It's not unfathomable, but you have to be extremely intentional about it. Right now, you're not even willing to date, right? And the clock is ticking. And then...
what clock is ticking? Whose clock? Like, what clock is it?
Male's clock. The clock.
Biological clock. Yeah. Meaning
that... biological clock. I have my child that I love and I never want to reproduce again. What's the clock?
So you won't wait. So then you're not even trying to offer children? You can go ahead and get it.
So let me jump in this. So
Wait. You said try to offer children. Do you understand? I know we're not getting into politics. I understand we're not getting into politics.
That's a children's
issue. But this is in regard to children. Do you understand what's happening in our country? Smart people would not be having children right now.
You're supposed to, you dumb motherfucker. You're talking about
You know what I mean? Like, kids are all out of control. There's everybody's on everybody's on welfare. It's a bunch of kids in the foster system. Why would you bring more in there for some man's ego?
Got it. So
you
got
to be human. Sometimes I feel like black men aren't being human.
What? What are you talking about?
I liked my younger person. I like the...
Yeah, but you can't do that anymore.
Yes, I can. Why? I can date another 30, early 30s man. Yes, I can. It's actually right. I can tell. I can show you how much I can date three.
I mean, listen, so just because you have access to men doesn't necessarily mean that they would want to be with you forever, right? So I think that's...
Why would you think that I want to be with men forever? I think it's hard for men. Like, now I'm sitting here, you really... It's not that you're being delusional. It's really hard for you to conceptualize that there are some women who do not put you at the forefront.
Oh, yes, and that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
That's cool. Like, but no man who you're going to respect is going to accept you not putting him at the forefront. Oh, who says I want to be with a man forever? So you want to spend your life alone? Nobody believes you. I can't stand when they try to convince the world that I'm okay just completely being alone for the next 40 and 50 years as a woman. Nobody believes you.
Have you ever wanted to believe in something, even though you knew it couldn't be true?
Conceptualize that there are some women who do not put you at the forefront, who think that men are baggage, who think that men are like stunters of manifestation. Like, I can't achieve the things I don't want with this male energy around. It's stale. And I feel like that's something that y'all really try to like, some men really try to convince themselves that women don't put men at the forefront.
So I realize that there are some women like that.
Life is so exciting. Like, life is exciting. When you have resources, and this is for men and women, when you have resources, it doesn't matter. You're not sitting looking for a love, like a life partner.
Oh, life is so exciting when you have money. Actually, everything gets boring after a while. I mean, even a relationship, but I'm making a bigger point here. After you done been on so many private jets and went to so many exclusive parties and ate at so many five-star restaurants, it gets old.
It's picking up. The wheels are turning in a lot of girls. A lot of young women, too. Like, you see this new movement. I think young women are even more hostile to me. Like,
wait, first of all, you're not going to speed past that. Like, you didn't just say what you just said.
But I think it is a mentality that is growing immensely amongst women all across the board to decenter men and understand that they...
This is hysterical, man. Yeah, I'm going to keep going.
Do you not think that this is going to be a detriment to...
Men have to evolve.
Forget the nuclear family.
Men have to evolve. How are you going to do it? If you guys have to get off because you don't procreate and no one reproduces with you... And then...
You're not a highly evolved being. That's very clear to anybody with half a brain. This whole thing like, men got to evolve to get on our level. Are you kidding me?
She said she's a vet, right?
I am. I promise you, I'm ungovernable. It's over for you.
And that's exactly what a man of value wants. She's exactly what a man of value wants, an ungovernable woman. Yeah, she's, oh my God. Like, everyone's just going to be a line around the corner of men waiting for that.
Once they fail in the dating market, all they got is false bravado and tough talk. That's all they got. I'm ungovernable. You know, my defenses are impregnable. You know, some Mike Tyson.
I want to say this, though.
How much money do you earn?
I don't know. I'm a YouTuber. I don't know what I'm like.
Sorry. Yeah. I've been with lawyers. I've been with doctors.
Okay.
I've been with white men.
I beg your pardon?
You've been with... Oh, my God. She reached the top of the mountain. She's been with white men.
It's a divestment.
Oh, my God.
She just said that like that was her biggest accomplishment. Not degrees, not this, not that. I've even dated a white man. A glorious, glorious white man. Dating, you know, high-end men but never maintaining them is not something to brag about. AKA, I've been pumped and dumped by men who had stuff going on, but they never kept me around. And everybody who's seen this podcast knows why.
I want to make a point because I don't even want to touch that. I think the internet's going to touch that for us. But yeah. I think you said that.
If this goes out,
you said that.
You might have to cut this part.
Yeah, you got to cut her part. What she said was some. But you said.
What I said was some.
Explain, because you held the mic.
You're very sensitive.
You held the mic.
You're extreme.
I've been taking my turn.
She's extremely sensitive. And I grew up around boys. Like, I know sensitive boys. I have all boy cousins.
So sensitive. I'm going to cry after this podcast is over.
I can look you in the eyes and see
Oh, my God. I won't be able to sleep at night thinking about, oh, my God, if I could only be with a woman like her. Anyway, but the point I want to make, right, is this.
You think the internet going to grind me up?
Oh, yeah, they're going to chew me up.
That's all they got is the passive aggression, calling you names, calling you sensitive, attacking your manhood. It doesn't help you win the argument, baby. You're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing your daughter. You're embarrassing everybody in your family.
Absolutely.
You're a very insecure person. You probably thought that I was going to be. You're not used to women like me.
I am not used to masculine women.
I'm not a masculine woman. I'm so soft.
Shit.
Exactly. If you date young men 6 years younger than them, you want them to be gangsters.
That's not what I said.
And women,
you're not married. You don't have any kids. You're a YouTuber. I'm a veteran. I'm a widow because I was married, right? I have a daughter that I put in one of the best schools in this country, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say how much I make money, but I make very good money. I'm a contributor to my community.
And I still
want you. I don't want you.
I don't want a woman like you.
And women don't want men like you. Women don't want men like you. He's upset because women are becoming more like me. And he's not like, it's not
true. My dad always told me that a man is not going to argue with a woman.
Absolutely. My 6-year-old, the young girl that was 6-year-old, wasn't back and forth like this. I'll tell you that.
She didn't stay with
him. You're a coward. I know gangsters. No, listen, I want you to understand something. Because I've told you this before. I know gangsters.
What does that mean?
And I'm looking you in your eye right now. You're not.
I'm not a gangster.
I don't think no. You're not a gangster. You're also a coward.
Why are you
and you don't like
you
women. Because I don't.
Black women.
Because no,
I don't love black women.
You're so
women.
Insecure.
I love dark skin black women.
You're inadequate.
I love dark skin black women. But I don't like masculine women.
I'm not masculine.
I like dark skin black
truth.
Women.
You're a child. You're a child.
Okay.
You're a child.
You're allowed to say that.
You're a child.
What I'm trying to make.
You're a child.
There's the 9 men that make $9,000
a year that
want to date this.
I have
who wants this in their household? Who wants to come home to this?
Whatever.
Who wants to come home to
thank
this?
You.
All right, wait.
Thank you.
Okay, tell me.
Who wants to come home to this?
How about we get back? But let's get back on topic. I don't want to take
it. It's not just
black.
Beautiful women. I think black women are objectively the most beautiful women on the planet.
What did Malcolm X say? The black woman is the most disrespected and unprotected woman in this country,
yes,
right? And when we internalize that and we do that like that.
BWs are the most, whatever, disrespected and unprotected women in America because they're the most disrespectful women in America. The most out-of-pocket, disrespectful, reckless women in America. So it makes total sense that they would be the least respected and the least protected.
No! Say it again!
She believes that men of value this, want this. She believes men of value want this.
Nigga, look at me! First of all, you smell funny, right?
I smell funny?
Yes, you do. You smell funny, and the niggas that I fuck with, you can never touch. Even a white boy, you lame-ass nigga. Are you serious? Get the fuck out of here.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
Now look at the chick with the head wrap. She loving every moment of it. Look how happy she is that her girlfriend just swung on him. If she's like this on a public platform, I would hate to see her in private. If he would have grabbed her finger and then you know what? Would he be the monster?
Hell no. Hell no.